Hello, Tilda Radio. This is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to the live 169th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, broadcasting as typical from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. And right now, what we are listening to is Meditación, the great Danzón of Orestes López Valdés, brother to Cachao and one of the pioneers of the Danzón genre of Cuban music. Going really far back in time here, back to the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We're now listening to Liceo del Pilar. And the next track will be Los Tres Chiflados. Thank you all for tuning in. I see we have Maya Alpizar from La Ciudad de Mexico in the chat, as well as Gemlog from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada, two of our regular listeners. Take a quick break here, but I'll be back to give some introduction to Orestes and to the band that he led, Arcanio y sus Maravillas. Thank you.
Cadena 1010.
cambió su color risueño, nadie quiso ser su dueño, porque era un bacalao.
Hueso, 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 hueso y pellejo nada más.
De contra que no se usa esa cara tan antigua, parece que tienen igual por su extraño caminao.
Hueso, 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 hueso y pellejo nada más. Hueso, hueso y pellejo nada más. Hueso, hueso y pellejo nada más.
belleza que esconde esa ciudad en sus grandes rascacielos. Con ella iré para ser feliz. Conozca New York así, dijo una chiquita.
pasaste por mi lado, mulata, y me miraste con fiereza y rencor, con esa liga que te pudre y te mata. Despreciaste mi color. El almanaque que hoy está caminando será el verdugo de tu felicidad, pues tus encantos se te irán acabando y verás la realidad, que no eres nada, nadita negra, bom, bom. Negra igual que yo, tú eres, bom, bom. Negra, bom, bom. Negra igual que yo, tú eres, bom, bom. Negra, bom, bom. Y un poquito de color, te crees la reina de todo el solar. La verdad que me da horror que tú no sepas que negra, bom, bom. Negra igual que yo, tú eres, bom, bom.
As we just heard, this is Negra, bon, bon. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Maya and Jeblog, for keeping the chat so lively. Orestes Lopez Valdez was born August 28, 1908, in Old Havana, Cuba, and passed away in the same place, January 26, 1991. He was a multi-instrumentalist, composer, and band leader. He was a double bassist, much like his brother, Israel Pachao Lopez, and was a founding member of the Havana Philharmonic Orchestra and later a member of the National Symphony Orchestra of Cuba. A longtime member of the Chiraga Ensemble, Acaño y Sus Maravillas, it's most of their tracks that I'm listening to tonight, where he played cello and piano. He is considered the co-creator of the mambo together with his brother, as well as one of the most prolific danzón composers of the 20th century. He was born into a family of musicians, and as a preteen, he studied piano, cello, violin, and the five-key ebony flute. In 1924, at age 15, he became a double bassist for the newly founded Havana Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Pedro San Juan. A few years later, he was playing bass for Miguel El Moro Vasquez's charanga. According to his brother Cachao, in 1926 he was a member of Grupo Apollo, the first septeto to include a trumpet. In the 1930s, he was musical director of three dance orchestras, López Barroso, Orquesta de Orestes López and La Unión, before joining Antonio Arcaño y Sus Maravillas in 1937 as a founding member. López, a multi-instrumentalist, composed and orchestrated danzones, most notably Camina Juan Pescao, that's pretty famous, El Truco de Reggaetillo, Los Tres Bailadores, and Mambo, which we heard at the beginning, which launched a new style of danzón, the so-called danzón mambo. Subsequently, the syncopated bass in the tune gave rise, on the one hand, to the dance genre known as mambo, popularized by Pérez Prado, and on the other hand, to the cha-cha-cha, created by Enrique Jorin. In the late 1930s, the danzón had three movements, the introduction, el paseo, and la comparsa, the walk in a circle and the main theme in which the dancers faced each other and danced respectively. López's danzón mambo, called the danzón de nuevo ritmo, changed the third movement when he substituted a montuno based on the syncopated beat of the son playing terceros from Oriente. Terceros being people playing the tres. Lopez's Montuno of 2-4 beats took on a special syncopated character and was given the generic name of Mambo. Although the Maravillas disbanded in 1958, Lopez remained active in the popular music scene, playing piano in several of Cachao's Descarga albums recorded between 1957 and 1960, including the very successful Cuban Jam Sessions in miniature. Oreste's younger brother Cachao emigrated to Spain in 1961 and then to the United States in 1963 and achieved considerable success, but Oreste's remained in his home of Cuba. He died in Havana on January 26, 1991. In 2000, Oreste's was posthumously inducted into the International Land Music Hall of Fame, joining his brother who had been inducted a year earlier. He's survived by his son Orlando Cachaito Lopez, who I may have featured in a past episode, who was, you guessed it, also a double bassist. Cachaito gained fame as the ever-present performer for the Buena Vista Social Club. And with that, I conclude my introduction to Orestes Lopez. Belén La Toca with Israel Lopez.
Óyeme bien para que me entiendas, óyeme bien para que comprendas, no te pongas a escuchar esos cantos de sirena, y trates de averiguar cómo está la vida ajena, óyeme bien para que me entiendas.
no, que aprenda. ¿Listo al caño? ¡Dale ritmo! No.
Más temprano, acuérdate del refrán y legisla bien, mi hermano. Óyeme bien para que me entiendas. Óyeme bien para que comprendas. El que sabe, sabe, y el que no. Que sabe, sabe, y el que no.
Thank you.
This is Soil Matancero. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a couple minutes left for the hour, but several more tracks coming up after the hour here. Besitos de Coco, Las Pilanderas Poro, and Llegó el Cobrador. Let's see who we have for next week. Next week will be Miguelito Valdez. Thanks again for tuning in. The archive will be up shortly after the episode, and tomorrow there will be a rerun at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 00 hours UTC.